Carol Hughes, MP for Algoma, Manitoulin, Kapuskasing, you have announced that you are not running again. Why?
Yeah, so I won't be seeking re-election in the next federal election. So, you know, I still will be around for some time, but I just felt that it was time. You know, it's been almost 16 years for me, and I have a daughter who just had a baby 3.5 months ago. She's, you know, she has 4 other children, and the oldest is 12 years old. So, you know, it's been a challenge sometimes being able to spend time with them and, you know, marking some of the milestones just because of the work that I do and whether I need to be in Ottawa or in the riding. So I just feel that it's time for me to be a full-time grandma. I also had an ankle replacement 5-6 years ago, and it gets a little bit more difficult to go knocking on doors. And so, so I just think that, you know, I've done quite a bit. And with the riding redistribution, it's time to look at and prepare the ground for the next election and make sure we have candidates in place that will be able to have an opportunity in the timeline that they need to be able to get themselves known and to do the groundwork that needs to happen.
So your life obviously has changed over the time you've been an MP, so you're just realigning your priorities and getting it right.
Well, you know, I'm not getting any older, and I never thought that I would be actually an MP for this long. I actually never thought I'd be a politician way back when. And at first I thought, okay, I'm going to do 5, 6, 7 years, whatever, a couple of terms, and, you know, just get the ball rolling, and, you know, we'll be able to move along. But, you know, it became my career for almost 16 years, and my husband retired last year, and so it's time for me to certainly look at that. So I guess you could say that it's realigning my priorities. But, you know, it's not that I haven't achieved a lot in the time that I've been here, and there's still time to achieve more. And the work that the caucus has been doing, I think that we can be proud of the work that we've been doing, whether it's been on the dental care front, the PharmaCare, National PharmaCare, which we'll see people get access to their diabetes medication without being out of pocket. Those things will make a huge difference. The national child care at $10, these are all things that the NDP pushed for and have been able to achieve. We're not finished with the PharmaCare one, but you know, that legislation still has to go through the steps. And even during COVID, I mean, there's a lot of help that we got for Canadians that wouldn't have happened if we wouldn't have pushed the government to make sure that there was, whether it was the loans for businesses or the added income for Canadians who couldn't go to work. So those are all things that we have done, and I'm really proud of that.
Let's talk about your riding. I know it's not going to exist anymore, but you've been talking about accomplishments. So let's go down to the local level. What do you feel you've accomplished for your riding?
Well, there's been a lot. I mean, you know, so on the constituency side, that one's really important because that's a lot of the stuff that people don't really see, the casework that we do. I can tell you that one of the cases that we had when I was first elected was a gentleman who had a WSIB case, which is not federal. But I always said to my staff that we look at the cases, you know, we look at the issues that they bring forward, we listen to the constituent, and we see how best to, whether or not we can resolve it. And we don't say no unless we can, we have tried and weren't successful. But nobody wanted to listen to him, not the previous member of parliament, not the provincial member of parliament at the time that was in that part of the riding, which was the Elliott Lake riding. Not the agency that was mandated for it. So they had said, oh, no, it's not, you know, you're wrong. But we looked at it and we realized he was right. And we ended up getting over $120,000 for this gentleman. And so, you know, he just broke down and cried and said, I never could even afford to send my kid to the university or college because I didn't have the money. And so, you know, you believed in me. So those stories are, you know, we get a lot of those where we've had helped people along the way. When you're looking at some of the other stuff, it's been on the infrastructure front, whether that's been with some of the road construction down by Hearst, their curling club, the airport in Gore Bay, there's the marina in Meldrum Bay. Those are all things that, I've had to help remove the bottlenecks, or sometimes there were mistakes made by the government where they said, oh, we you're going to be funded, and then they get a message saying, oh, sorry, we made a mistake, you're not being funded. So I had to go to bat and say, you made the mistake, you need to fix it. Well, we did that on a number of occasions with the previous Conservative government. And so there's been a lot of stuff that Lake Superior Caribou, I don't know if people remember that, where we were trying to have them, save them by having them move to other islands. That was another file that I worked on, and we were successful. Huron Central Railway, between the corridor between Sault Ste. Marie and Sudbury, we would have seen more trucks on the road, more transports on the road, if we wouldn't have gotten that funding and went to bat twice for these, for this agency, and so we were successful there. The post offices, I think another one that people aren't aware of is the mobile ultrasound scanners that I was able to ensure that the then federal Conservative government was finally able to release the funds to have these mobile ultrasound scanners purchased and sent into the remote areas, the fly-in areas of the Anishinaabe Aski Nation, because what was happening is that pregnant women were having to be flown out of the community just to get an ultrasound. And so, you know, it disrupts their lifestyles, it disrupts their family life, and was costing more to the healthcare system by having them come into these other healthcare facilities. So it ended up saving Health Canada hundreds of thousands of dollars, which means that the taxpayers were being saved money, and it also helped remove the stress on some of our healthcare facilities as well, and the stress of those expectant mothers. So that's something I think that I can certainly be very proud of.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add to any of this?
I know that, there's differentiating opinions, and there always is in politics, and that's why we have different parties. If we didn't have different parties, then that means that, everybody would be happy with everything. But, everybody has different opinions, and we have different policies. And, it's not unusual for some people to be vocal on, their disagreement or their disappointment on either a member of parliament or a party. And that is something that we see with every party, no matter who forms government and no matter who the MP or the MPP is. And I think we just need to be respectful of that. And so, I really appreciate the feedback that people have given me over the years, whether it's been positive or negative. And I know that all in all, when you're a politician and you take this on, whether it's at the municipal, provincial, or federal level, that you're doing it to make a difference and to improve the lives of individuals. I wish to thank everybody who throws their hat into public life like that, because it's not an easy thing. And we do our best to make sure that we can have positive impact on people's lives and on their communities.